Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening to one and all. This is the podcast that is always suitable for work, home, cars, family, and friends. Cole Sports! I am your man, that man, the illustrious tour guide Cole Johnson, and you have entered the zone called Sports on Another Level. Now, on today's podcast, we're going to hit you with a deluge. That's right, a deluge of headlines. Of course, we're going to put a subject upon further review, and we have a wonderful winner for Dolt of the Week for this week. For right now, let's get to the headlines. Dateline, Nashville, and Philadelphia. Former Cowboys and now former Eagles running back DeMarco Murray has been traded to the Tennessee Titans. And upon that trade, DeMarco had to offer this take, and I quote, "I feel like I took a year off last year, so I'm fresh," close quote. Oh well, your choice, homie. I hope it goes well, although I don't think it will. Dateline, Houston. So in the free agent sweepstakes, the Houston Texans run away being the winner of being probably the best and the most aggressive of all the 32 teams. So they received in their haul their starting quarterback, possibly their starting running back, and possibly one of their starting offensive linemen. More than likely, he would be the right guard or right tackle. Those were three big areas of need for the Texans, and they addressed it. I am on record as saying that this is a tried and true method that the Texans front office has done, and it has failed miserably. The furthest they have gotten in going this route is the division playoff round. I really feel that this was the time that they needed to actually groom a quarterback from the draft and just hitch their wagon to him and build him. You know, have a solid running game, have a great defense around him, and make sure that he doesn't turn over the ball. Osweiler, I think, will probably fit. I just think that they should have gone in a more, I won't say traditional, but a more solid pursuit. Because who knows in 3 or 4 years if Osweiler is going to want to stay in Houston. Probably not. More than likely, no. Dateline, Oakland, Miami, and New York. The running back that was a former Chicago Bear, Matt Forte, goes to New York, and he signs with the Jets. Along with that, Mario Williams goes from pass rushing in Buffalo to now pass rushing in Miami. And Mr. Butt Fumble, Mark Sanchez, is headed to Denver. Now, I have something to say about those things, but I have to get the kudos out first. The team that I think is tied for second with the Jaguars in being aggressive and smart in the free agent market is the Oakland Raiders. 5 years ago, I probably would not have said that statement, but they really are stocking up some talent. So they got Sean Smith, the cornerback from the Kansas City Chiefs. So they picked up a rival piece. And they got Bruce Irvin, one of the linchpin pieces of the linebacking core of the Pacific Northwest in Seattle. That team, if they continue to build around Mac on defense and Carr on offense, they're going to go very far. And we may hear in a few years AFC championship between the Jaguars and the Raiders. don't be surprised if very soon we hear those two teams. But let's get to the other selections, shall we? The Jets did well in picking up Forte. I think it fits them. It fits where they're going. They're needing to have a stable running game. And they had a decent one last year in Ivory and a mixture of others. But Forte, you have a running back who has the ability also to catch the ball out the backfield. So I think you have a more diversified offense just in that one player alone. Sanchez going to Denver. Well, I'm sorry. The jokes just write themselves, and you can go ahead and tell the jokes because I can spend a half hour. I can spend a half hour talking about him in a joking manner, but I'm not. Williams to Miami. Now that is the most interesting free agent move. A lot of people said that, you know, well, he was the best of the lot between him and Young and Bush in the 2006 NFL draft. Granted, yes, he was. But his aloofness and his penchant for switching on and off his effort are big-time question marks as to why now he is on his third team in his now 11th year in the league. Well, I think he's going to do pretty similar to what basically that defensive line did in Miami last year, which was next to nothing. He may get sacks, but his impact will be minimal. Dateline, Cleveland, Los Angeles, and New York. So I have three questions to ask you. Is the San Francisco 49er quarterback, Colin Kaepernick, headed to Cleveland? Is RG3 headed to the Rams in L.A.? Is Ryan Fitzpatrick, leading the Jets to the doorstep of the playoffs last year, going to go to L.A. himself to lead the Rams to the doorstep of the playoffs this year? I think I can answer those questions this way. Yes, maybe, and no. Kaepernick going to Cleveland, I say is a yes. He's also rumored to go to Denver. I don't think he will, simply because I think he has a whole lot more respect for Hugh Jackson in Cleveland than he does for Gary Kubiak in Denver. And personally, I don't blame him. The maybe is in for RG3, and I say maybe because that's his best chance to start. Now, it's quite possible that if Fitzpatrick heads out to L.A., that RG3 will have his chance to start for the Jets. However, I say no to Fitzpatrick going out to L.A. because he actually has chemistry on the current team in which he's playing. Now, of course, it probably goes down to, like with Osweiler, does the team respect me? And it's relatively hard for Fitzpatrick to ask for and gain respect from this standpoint. He's been a journeyman quarterback. He was quarterback for the Bills, quarterback for the Titans, quarterback for the Texans, and now quarterback for the Jets. There's no stability with him, and he's in his mid-30s to boot. So I don't know if teams would want to take a chance on him. I think that's a free agent risk. That's why I say no. But you never know. We shall see. Oh, I got one more. Dateline, Miami, and Tampa Bay. Brent Grimes was released earlier this week by the Dolphins and picked up by the Buccaneers. Why is this news? Well, it's because his wife, Miko, always goes ham on Twitter. And you can go Twitter gangster on me, girl. I don't care. Bring it on with your foul mouth. You're hurting a man's value. Stop your tweeting. Support him. And stop being an embarrassment to him. You be hanging around stadiums beating down fans. Stop with that mess. This is a professional athlete. You're not in high school and you're not in college. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to speak your language. Here's what I'm saying. Get the off of Twitter and shut your mouth. Pipe that down. Now. On the other side of this break, we're going to put a subject matter under further review. But immediately following this break, the dope of the week. And I believe you're going to love this winner. I'll have that to you after this. You're listening to Cole Sports. Sports on another level. Exclusively on ColeJohnsonOnline.com and YouTube.
Attention, all Cole Sports MVPs. Attention, all Cole Sports MVPs. This message is directed to you.
Ladies, gents, I told you that Why Your Goat Ain't Mine was going to fly off the shelves. And it most certainly is doing so. Well, I mean, it's flying off of the virtual shelves, rather. Why Your Goat Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history, is hot. Do you find it on Amazon?
No.
You find it on eBay?
No.
You find it in Barnes & Noble?
No.
You find it in any bookstore?
No.
You find it on ColeJohnsonOnline.com. That's right, ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Yes, you go there, click on the Work With Me tab, and get in the game. That's right, ColeJohnsonOnline.com. Work With Me tab, get in the game. It's that fast, it's that easy, it's that simple. All you gotta do is this one simple thing. Go get it. Why Your Goat Ain't Mine, the five greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. It's yours. For free. Oh, I'm getting hyped. I'm getting real hyped. Welcome back to the show. I'm Cole Johnson, and you have now entered the part of the week where I award someone very deserving of their idiocy and their stupidity. So, let's get right to it, shall we? I'm now about to award the Dolt of the Week. Love how that trophy looks. Dolt of the Week, sponsored by nobody, but I'm still going to give it to you straight with no chaser. And this week's winner needs and will get no introduction. It is Terry Bollea. Yeah, Terry Bollea. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't know him by that name. You don't know him by his government name. You know him by Hulk Hogan. Well, Hulk Hogan is this week's Dope of the Week. Why? Oh, Lord. He decided to take Gawker Media to court to sue them for $100 million for invasion of privacy. But here's where the problem is. Let's give you the story, shall we? So back around, 2007, Hogan is hanging with his best friend, Bubba the Love Sponge. And they're at his house, at Bubba's house. It is Hogan, Bubba, and his wife. Bubba's wife. So the three of them are chopping it up. And Bubba says, you know what? You know what, Hulkster? My wife here wants to go around with you in the sack. And Hogan's like, really? Bubba's like, yeah. You can have at it. Go ahead. And so the two of them go into the bedroom and they get it on. But to Hogan's surprise, it was videotaped. Bubba set it up. Bubba leaked the tape. And this is why we have the case now, 9 years later. But the stupid things that keep coming out of Hulk's mouth is why he is Dolt of the Week. He said that, one, the sex was consensual between Bubba's wife and him. That, two, he received the cosign from Bubba himself. And number three, he said that there is a difference between Terry Bollea and Hulk Hogan, and that he has a difficult time switching on and off the Hulk Hogan character. Now, you may get people to be riled up and cheer for you because they love what you did 30 years ago and they like what you did 20 years ago. But you have been almost 20 years past your prime. You should now be nothing more than a wrestling ambassador collecting your change and just relaxing the sun. But no, you need to still have the spotlight. You know, I wasn't in a courtroom. I could just simply picture how you were. I could picture how you were. Since you say you have an issue flipping on and off the switch of being in character and out of character, I bet it went something like this.
Well, let me tell you something, Mean Gene. I got that invite to attend the biggest match of my life. See, after I got rid of that scalawag Linda, that relationship was pure gaga, dude. I had to be like Terry McMillan Stella and get my group back. So I got the call from my main man, Bubba the Love Sponge. He said, hey, Immortal One, why don't you stop by my crib a little later today? I got a treat for you. I said, you're on, brother. So I got on the chopper, vroom, vroom. Then I rode that hog all the way to my friend's house. Before I stepped in the house, already trained, I said a prayer, I ate my steroid, oh, I mean vitamins, and I most certainly believe in myself. I got in the Bubba the Love Sponge pad, dude. It was all the way rad. I met him and his wife, and we chopped it up on my life on the road. I told him how I beat the Iron Sheik for the WWF Championship. Then I talked about how I press slammed the largest athlete in the history of the world, Andre the Giant, in front of 93,000 in the Superdome. Ah, I mean Silverdome. Doggone it, dude. I can't get my dome stadiums right. Then I told him how I milked Vince McMahon for every cent I got. Then the challenge came. Then I told him how I milked Vince McMahon for every cent he got. Then the challenge came. Bubba said his wife wanted to get down to the bedroom with me. You know, the horizontal mambo, you dig? She didn't want the small talk. She wanted to get down to business. I have to tell you, brothers, beating that juice box was good. I was hanging and banging like I was clanging and banging in the gym earlier. She was a goner when I dropped my leg, brother. She wanted to raise up, but I took up my waist belt and gave her one good lash on her bottom. Then I hit her with a stroke, and then I told her, here is where the power lies. And when she hollered, oh, Hulkster, I can't take it anymore, that's when I knew she was down for the count. She knew what she was running into when it was all said and done. Then, to find out that my best friend got my greatest match ever on videotape, I almost lost a gasket. This was between consenting adults. What about the kids, man? I didn't need to be sold out like that. Yet our friendship was over because Bubba the Love Sponge did the swerve on me. He turned on me like Benedict Arnold, dude. That was unpatriotic. Like people who protest against Donald Trump. Then I knew, dude, I had to fight for my right to be a sleazeball. It is the right of every American to be as seedy and underhanded as possible within the privacy of four walls. My best friend's a sellout, and I had to take him to court. That's why this is in court. I'm putting my best friend and Gawker Media on notice. It's the big boot and the leg drop, and then it's the 1, 2, 3. What you gonna do when the hoaxer, my 24-inch pythons, and this weeding tree trunk run wild on you?
And that's why you are so pathetic, Hulk. You're disgusting. On the other side of this break, I'm going to put a very interesting subject upon further review. You're listening to Cole Sports. Sports for the intelligent sportsman.
Don't forget my Cole Sports MVPs. Why your goat ain't mine. The 5 greatest quarterbacks in NFL history is yours right now for free. All you have to do is go to ColeJohnsonOnline.com, click the Work With Me tab, and get in the game. Remember these steps. ColeJohnsonOnline.com, Work With Me tab, get in the game. It's that simple, that fast, that easy. How much? It's free. It's for you. It's a gift that I'm giving you. Go get it right now.
On my next podcast, I'm going to actually put the subject I was going to do this week under further review. I'm going to put it under further review in the next one. And I'm also going to talk about Charles Barkley and his predictions of the Golden State Warriors' chances to repeat as NBA world champions. And also a little bit of March Madness. But for this episode, I'm going to put this subject upon further review. ESPN analyst Mike Ditka was relieved of his duties as a talent on air. It's sort of disguised as a new role. I think that's the best way I can put it. Because he said that the president that we have now, President Barack Obama, is the worst president in the history of the United States government. I can't tell you how many ways I disagree with all of that. I simply do. Also this week, Pittsburgh Steelers running back, I should say backup running back, D'Angelo Williams, opined on Twitter about Peyton Manning and his performance, stating, quote, "He was garbage last year," close quote. The reason why I wanted to speak on this subject in particular is because I'm reminded of a hip-hop album that was titled by Ice-T. The title of the album was Freedom of Speech. ... Just watch what you say. Of course, he learned 2 years later that he had to adhere to that that title because he got silenced after doing a song called Cop Killer. But I think what these athletes and these personalities don't quite understand is that you have a responsibility with what comes out your mouth. Now, does it make it right to be silenced? No, I mean, we live in a country where we do have freedom of speech. Even if we disagree with somebody, they should have the freedom to speak it. Now, D'Angelo, and I have a lot of respect for the man. I mean, he goes hard for his deceased mother, and he dyed his, or part of his dreads pink in honor of his mother, since he couldn't wear pink for all year for his mother, as the NFL is accustomed to wearing pink in October for Breast Cancer Month. He decided to dye some of his hair pink in honor of his mother. And I respect him for that. I also respect him for his opinion for saying that Manning was garbage. The problem I have with that opinion, though, is your team had a chance to take out the quarterback who you said was garbage. However, you did not. So if Peyton was garbage last year, what does that make you and your team? You see the parallel where I'm going with this, D'Angelo? I don't think your team was garbage. I don't think Peyton Manning was garbage. Now, I will say that he was a quarterback that had to become a game manager and he had a noodle arm. I will go far as to say that, but I will not go so far as to say that he was garbage. I personally think that's rather disrespectful of your colleague. However, you were entitled to your opinion, and I don't think you should be shut up or shut off because of it. And of course, Mike Tomlin, through Twitter, responded, and I love the response, but I think it should have been handled behind closed doors. The response was, and I quote, "Hey, add D Will. Quit while you're behind." Close quote. And this brings me back to Mr. Ditka. You see, I understand from where he comes. I mean, this is coming from a conservative, and I knew he was conservative when he said it. I was like, okay, well, why is this news? The man is 76. I know that he was going to have that type of opinion. Not that he's racist, because, I mean, you really can't say that. He's surrounded by black people, except for Chris Berman on Monday Night Countdown. So it wasn't that he was racist. He just is stubborn. And he's obstinate. That's his viewpoint. Fine. If that's what he believes, fine. That's what made him be loved. If he wanted to pop off the take of, well, I think Obama's the worst president in U.S. history, fine. We're living in times right now, and sports is a microcosm of it, where you can't be free enough to say what you think, what you feel, or what you can ascertain. I get the concept. However, these are human beings and you should let them think and let them feel however. Let them say however. Let them spew however. Let them spew wherever, even if it is wrong. I mean, I can go back, and I believe this was 2002 when Rush Limbaugh was part of the Sunday NFL Countdown on ESPN. And he said something, and I believe this is the quote, "The NFL is desirous of having black quarterbacks," close quote. Now, I disagree with that sentiment. I disagreed with it 14 years ago. And, of course, it was in reference to Donovan McNabb. I disagree with it, but the man has the right to say it. He didn't say anything injurious. He didn't say anything insulting. He just simply said something that was wrong. My Dicka said something that to me was wrong. Some might agree with him, but on a whole, I can give you facts. He was wrong. And D'Angelo Williams said something that was wrong. Now, he played last year, but he had his moments. Sports is becoming more sanitized, and society is becoming sanitized along with it. And a lot of what you all are clamoring for out of these athletes and these analysts, you're going to decreasingly get the First Amendment should read like this, because you're seeing it on TV, you're hearing it on the radio and on podcasts, and you're reading it on newspapers and internets and blogs and books. You do have freedom of speech. You just better watch what you say. If you like this podcast or anyone preceding this one, why don't you follow me on Twitter at Cole_sports. That's sports with a Z. You can also follow me on Facebook. That's Cole Sports. Again, sports with a Z. And you can also follow me on YouTube. And if you're looking at me right now on YouTube, check the description box below and click on any of the links I just mentioned. Then like, subscribe, share. But most importantly, enjoy. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I'm Cole Johnson, and this is Cole Sports!